Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-Y-N, McGinnis, M-C-G-I-N-N-I-S, 128-92. Today's 5-8. She complained nausea and constipation. Our patient is a 32-year-old woman who comes in today with nausea and constipation. She has been a chronic problem with this for a long time. She has an appointment with the GI doctor in a couple of months. I told her she needs to get in touch with him and make sure she can be seen sooner, period. She suffers from depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. She doesn't have any thoughts of hurting herself or others, period. Medication includes Paxil 10 milligram a day and Seroquel 50 milligram a day. Surgery, oral surgery, tonsillectomy. Social last period, 5-24. Married, has one child, 6 years old. She's a teacher, teaches third grade, has had some nausea, has Zofran at home, which works every time. Family history, mom is alive with hysterectomy, some kind of uterine cancer. Dad has skin cancer. COVID immunization, none, allergy, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress today. 227 pounds, 97, 98.1, 18, 76, 123 over 70. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next, which every skin shows, not sure, I'm in close with that lesion. Abdominal examination is totally negative. Number one, abdominal pain. No, nausea. Number two, constipation. Number three, colase recommended. Number four, has an appointment with the GI doctor coming up. Number five, this appointment has been made by her PCP. And since it's in a couple of months, I told her to call her PCP and trying to get that appointment sooner. Next time, she has Zofran at home, but she's not taking it on a regular basis. Next number, she also needs a note for work today. Next number, abdominal ultrasound today is completely within normal limits, including liver, kidney, gallbladder, and spleen. Thank you.